Companies propose company cars in the salary package of employees because this is fiscally interesting. Most of other companies in Belgium are doing leasing contracts for their company cars. This is something we are not doing at Odoo in Belgium. We are buying all the cars. The fleet app is integrated with accounting, so when the accounting team is receiving an invoice, they can link it to the vehicle, to a car. And then this is really helping us to track the cost of one car. It's even more powerful if you integrate it with other apps, like the HR apps, like document app, like accounting app. From the form view of the car, you have another smart button with the services where we enter all the accidents. We can also join pictures of the damage and any paper document from the insurance. So we can have a clear view of all the accidents. The problem is that all the employees are not ready to take the new step of having a full electric car. It's really important for us to have this thermic park that we have at Odoo and that maybe other companies don't have.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Planet Odoo. I'm Amy Caroline, your host, and today we're diving into the world of fleet management, and we'll be focusing on, of course, Odoo, but not only the application, but how Odoo Belgium uses the fleet app. Joining us today is Cécile Debois, fleet manager at Odoo Belgium. Cécile will be shedding light on how Odoo's innovative fleet app revolutionizes the management of company vehicles, from handling employee requests to tracking documentation and everything in between. We'll uncover the intricacies of fleet management with Odoo. So without further ado, let's dive in and explore the fascinating realm of Odoo fleet management with Cécile. Hello, Cécile. Welcome. Thank you for joining me.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
We have a lot to discuss, and your perspective is going to be super interesting here. But before we start digging into what you do specifically, your daily tasks, can you just give us a small overview, a glimpse of Odoo Fleet? And first, let's talk about Odoo's fleet itself, just to give our listeners an idea of how big we are, how big this is, and what you have to manage, and then we'll dig a bit more into Odoo itself.
Okay, maybe I should start with explaining why we have a fleet in Belgium, because I think this is very specific to Belgium and Luxembourg, maybe. But actually, this is very common in Belgium and in Luxembourg to have company cars in the salary package of employees. So companies propose company cars in the salary package of employees because this is fiscally interesting. So at Odoo in Belgium, we have around 1,000 cars. And then my role is to be a fleet manager. So the job consists in managing all the cars, from building the catalog to ordering cars, to planning the maintenance of the cars, to tracking cost of the cars, mm-hmm. and many other things.
So to give our listeners just a visual idea of what it's like to enter the fleet app, can you describe it a little bit?
Yeah. So the fleet app is looking like the project application. You have the Kanban view with the columns that you can name the way you want. So we decided to name the first one new requests. This is where we receive the new requests from employees. Then we have a column with the cars that are ordered, another one with the cars that are used, and the last one with the replacement cars. So we have a view of all the cars very easily and all the action that need to be taken.
So there's a lot of information to organize and to deal with. How does Odoo help facilitate that for you?
Actually, it's starting from building the catalog, so you can create a brand and models in the fleet application. And then the fleet application is also linked with the salary configurator. So the cars available are visible in the configurator. So a candidate can select a car. And then after signing his contract, it's directly updated in the fleet application. So we see a new request from the candidate. And then we know that we have to take an action and then order the car, by example. And we also receive a notification by email saying that we have to allocate a new car to someone.
This is interesting because, of course, you're managing it from fleet, and what is relevant for the employees, they see it where it's relevant. So here in this case, as you said, on the salary configurator, and then they will have the drop down, and it's really cool that those are integrated. Of course, when it comes to cars, there's more than just the salary configurator, employees making a request for a car and you saying what's available or not. But cars have a value and you have to report this with accounting. Can you tell me a little bit how the Fleet app is integrated with the accounting application?
Yeah, exactly. The Fleet app is integrated with accounting. So when the accounting team is receiving an invoice, they can link it to the vehicle, to a car. And then this is really helping us to track the cost of one car. Because from the form view of one car, we have a smart button with the list of all the invoices of this car. So it's allowing us to make a follow-up of the cost of each car, and also for the accounting team to know what are the costs of the cars for the reporting.
And this brings up a good point as well, that as you said, there are a lot of invoices or bills or things that related to the car. But considering that employees can make mistakes as well, and they might have accidents or get tickets or, you know, issues with their life, whatever can happen,
yeah.
That's a lot of information you have to keep track of, especially for insurance purposes. So how do you manage this?
Yeah, again, from the form view of the car, you have another smart button with the services where we enter all the accident of the car, and then we have to add the invoice and the cost. But we can also join pictures of the damage and any paper document from the insurance. So we can have a clear view of all the accident and what action needs to be taken thanks to the smart button going to the service part of the fleet.
So in the fleet application, you with all of these smart buttons, you can really access all these integrated apps directly from there. So you don't have to jump from app to app.
Exactly.
You can see it
from
the form view. And for all of the related documents that you have with an employee, how do you organize that and link everything?
Yeah, so we use the document app to store any car document, and we can link each document to a specific car. So when you need to find one document, no need to look after it in the document application. We just need to go in the Fleet app on the car, and then we have access to all the documents of the car.
Are you able to easily change what's related to a car? So I guess if it's an insurance paper, something it will always be linked to the one car, but let's imagine who's driving the car. It's not always the same employee, I would suppose.
No, yeah. We also have a smart button for the drivers. You have to know that in Belgium, each employee has the opportunity to change car every year. So, or every 2 years if it's a new car. But it means that we have a lot of driver change, and it's very important to us to keep track of the history of the driver. And then we have a smart button with the history of the driver, with a started and an end date, and we can also join pictures and document with a recap of all the damage when you receive a car. So when you return it back after a certain time, we just need to compare the document we did at the reception of the car with the one when you return the car. So it's
really easy. Then you just need to decide how nice you'll be to the employee. Say, oh, no, we didn't see that scratch on the picture. and so in regards to maintenance, how do you keep track of when a car needs to go to the technical control, for example? Are you managing this through Fleet? Do you put that on the employee?
Yeah, we are managing it through the next activity feature on the Fleet application. So we can set a next activity for the next technical contract that needs to be done in the next few months or next year. We set it maybe for 1 month before the end date, so we can organize it on time.
Oh, so it's really, honestly, with Odoo, it sounds like, 1,000 cars is a lot. And through Odoo, it sounds like everything is very streamlined, easy to use, makes your job much easier.
Yeah.
And you've been at Odoo now for, how many years have you been managing Odoo Fleet?
I'm at Odoo since almost 17 years, but I'm doing fleet exclusively from 2018. So
you've seen how Odoo, the application fleet itself, has evolved over time. And just out of curiosity for our users as well, when you receive feedback, I suppose a lot of the feedback for our developers comes from you directly, since you really are in the application all the time.
Yeah.
Do you get a lot of feedback as well from the employees who are working with Fleet too? How does that work?
Yeah, we are giving a lot of feedback to the R&D, but it will depend if our need is specific to Odoo or if it's something that could benefit to other business. And then sometimes it's not the case, so they don't do anything with my feedback. But yeah, on our side, the objective is also to improve constantly. So we receive feedback from employees, and sometimes we try to improve things if we can do it.
Mm-hmm. Because that's what's interesting as well here is that, of course, Odoo Fleet application, it's for anyone using Odoo, for anyone who needs to manage Fleet. And here we do have some firsthand experience, since Odoo itself has such a large fleet of cars. But in any case, we don't want to customize Fleet just for our one use case. We want to do something global for all of our users to be able to use that. So as you just said now, your feedback isn't necessarily taken into account if it's a really specific for Belgium, Odoo Belgium thing.
Yeah, but also Odoo has a really specific way to handle the Fleet internally, as most of other companies in Belgium are doing leasing contracts for their company cars. This is something we are not doing at Odoo in Belgium. We are buying all the cars and we are keeping them a lot of time.
Why do we do that? What is the reasoning for this strategy?
This is a policy that has been decided by Fabien a long time ago. And I think this is a good decision because today it's allowing us to reply every employee's need regarding to related to the company cars. So one employee who wants a brand new car can have it. But someone who doesn't have a lot of budget to spend in a car can also choose to take an older one, and then he will have a car also. So the objective is to attract new talent, to have an attractive catalog to propose to any new candidate or any people already working at Odoo. But also, we have a numbers of older cars that can also interest people internally because they don't have budget enough to take a new one. And this is really specific to Odoo in Belgium because other companies don't do that.
No, and I know as well, being someone who has an Odoo car, that there is an option to potentially buy your own car from the company at the end of the day. I absolutely adore my car, so if I ever need it, maybe that is something I'll consider as well. But in Belgium, so again, you bring up a case that Belgium itself is really specific and that there's some fiscal advantages to offering a company car. They change the regulations quite often. Can you tell us a little bit about what has changed specifically in Belgium and how Odoo is able to help you adapt?
So from July last year, there's a new regulation, so we can only buy electric cars. And then we had to anticipate this change and to rework our catalog, internal catalog, to remove all the thermic cars and to build a new catalog, add new brands, new model. So it was quite a lot of work. But again, in Odoo, it's very simple because you do it in a few clicks. But yeah, the problem is that all the employees are not ready to take the new step of having a full electric car. So that's why I was saying before that it's really important for us to have this thermic park that we have at Odoo and that maybe other companies don't have, because someone who don't want to drive an electric car can still choose the option to take a thermic one, which is already existing in the fleet.
Yeah, we keep the options really open. It's nice that you consider all of the different possibilities for the employees. And of course, when we talk about fleet, our minds go directly to cars, but that's not the only thing you manage.
Yeah, we also decided to allow employees to have a charging point at home in the salary package to ease them the charging of their cars at home. And this is something that we launched a few months ago. And I think people are very happy to be able to do that because they would have to pay it by themselves if we didn't propose that. So in our case, they can add it in their package. So it's really interesting for them to
Absolutely. And similarly, we also offer company bikes as well. And this is configured the same way as a car in the fleet application.
We have to adapt to the new ways of commuting. And then a few months ago, we launched the bike plan, which is allowing employees to select a bike, the bike they want, to add it in their package.
Super smooth, super easy. And all of this is managed through Fleet, through the integrated applications. You do everything in Odoo.
Yeah, exactly. We just create a new car model. This is not a car. This is a bike or a charging point, but it's working the same way than a car.
Logic is the same, just it's flexible. You just molded Odoo to the use case.
Yeah, and we are trying to work like that because the other option were to try in studio to make it work or to ask for a full development. But sometimes we try to find workarounds to be able to for it to be able to work. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we do that. And but, it's working very well. So this is the most important.
See, listeners, you heard it here first. Sometimes you just have to be creative with it. But that's also the beauty of Odoo as we try to fit many use cases and many different businesses and industries. There are many ways to manage your specific use case as long as you have think outside the box a little bit.
That's what I try to advise to every people I meet in my job is to always try to think out of the box because it's working.
Absolutely. So for a company that is starting to use Odoo Fleet and they want to get organized, perhaps they don't have a software yet or it's just becoming a bit too big for them to handle outside of a software, where do you recommend that they get started?
What I would say is that using the Fleet application is great and easy, but it's even more powerful if you integrate it with other apps like the HR apps, like document app, like in accounting app. Yeah, it will be even more powerful for companies using all the apps rather than the Fleet alone. It's already great, but it's it's even more powerful to have all these ones rather than the only one.
Right. So don't just look, okay, our company, we have this van that we're using to do our tasks. You can think, okay, we have this van for field service. We also need to keep track of the miles that goes on this van. Okay, so maybe we also need documents, as you said, to put the license of the guy who's going to be driving the car.
Something I didn't explain also, the fact that we have an history of all the drivers, it can be useful also when we receive parking tickets because it's happening, of course. Actually, the most important to retain is that any information gets lost. Everything is in Odoo, and this is maybe something the most important when you have to manage 1,000 cars.
So you keep a record, keep track, and with Odoo, everything is traceable. So it's very easy for you as a fleet manager to hold everyone accountable for paying their tickets. It's never happened to me. No, that's really great. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. Do you have any last tips or any last things that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, again, I would advise people to think out of the box when they have to start something new or when they have to face a change. Yeah, don't hesitate to try something new and it's work.
Yeah, absolutely. And we like to hear your feedback and suggestions as well. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope you found this episode informative and insightful. Stay tuned for more discussions on business solutions and innovations here on Planet Odoo. And until next time, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.